WGCH Newsletter time is 8:31. First Tuesday of the month means focus on education with Greenwich Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones. Dr. Jones, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Let's get right to it with a forum you have tonight for residents to weigh in and hear about the plans for a new central middle school. Tell us kind of the details of what's going to be going on.
We have a meeting tonight that starts at 6:30, and it's really just an opportunity for the community, for those that live in the neighborhood, could be parents, just community members in general, to provide input on the educational specification for Central Middle School. And, you know, it's important to note we're not designing the building right now. This is really talking more about what are the spaces that are really important to include in the ed spec. You know, for instance, the auditorium. The auditorium is used by our RTM, you know, which is a large elected body. So many people have shared that we have to make sure we don't lose, you know, the size of the auditorium and that it needs to stay, you know, fairly large because we host a lot of community events there. And this is just, it's the first part of the meeting tonight. We'll have an opportunity to meet the consultants who are working on this for us. They're extremely knowledgeable, not only about putting the ed spec together, but just the process in general. And they'll share a little bit about what an ed spec looks like, what it is they're actually putting together. And then the individuals will be able to move about within the cafeterias and provide input on all different components from, you know, fields to auditorium to instructional spaces, music spaces. And it's really, again, just an opportunity for us to hear different ideas and thoughts about the building.
I see. Okay, so so it's in the auditorium, so you can fit a lot of people in there, as you mentioned, right?
Right. We start in the auditorium, and then we'll move out to the cafeteria area.
So it's almost like a tour of the building?
No, it's not a tour. It's for them to provide input. There'll be large, like, chart paper areas. Some of our administrators are helping to organize the evening, and they'll be able to go up and actually, for instance, there'll be a chart on the wall that, you know, says something about, like, the fields, and they can go up and say what's really important to them. You know, we don't want to lose any of our field space. And it's a way for them to be able to contribute their thoughts and ideas about what they believe is really important.
In your experience, do the topics get really down, you know, nitty-gritty detail or just sort of broad generalities in your past experience with these types of forums?
Well, you know, for the ed spec, it really is just casting the net wide to make sure that you don't miss something. If it's somebody that, for instance, works in security, then they're going to probably give you a comment that says, I really want to make sure the entrance is secure. If it's somebody that has a big interest, you know, in athletics, they're going to, you know, share things with us, like the number of fields or, you know, we don't want to lose what we have right now because they know the field so well and use it all the time. As far as space considerations, if it's somebody that is really strong in music, they may have something about, you know, the music room that they think we need to really consider. The consultants have also spent time with the staff, with Central Middle School staff, so they're hearing really, you know, fine details about spaces from the, you know, instructional side, everybody that, you know, works within the building as well.
And then I guess one of the big things, I mean, to me anyway, it seems as if is like when you're building this building, where are you building it and what do you do with the building that's there? What happens during construction? That kind of thing, right?
Well, that's the next phase. When we start getting into the design phase, we also, in the work that we're doing right now, we will be doing some soil sampling with the money that was given, the interim money. And the soil sampling is just testing the soil for its ability to build on top of certain areas, you know, what's under the ground. So that's taking place over the coming months as well to help support the work of the building committee. When they get ready to design the building, that's where they will start looking at what is the best approach and, you know, where should it sit on the property. In the original master plan, it was building right behind the existing school, very similar to what we saw at New Lebanon, where the new construction was happening right next to the old construction. But until we actually get into that design phase, you won't have answers like that.
All right, great. So 6:30 tonight. How long do you think the forum will last?
Well, it's open from 6:30 to 8, and okay. If they miss the 6:30 because it's a little too early, if they come at 7, there'll be somebody at the door to help them come in and just jump right in and be able to contribute. So we've set it up where it's a little bit like come and go for people that just may have those busy schedules, but it's open until 8.
All right, fantastic. Sounds like a good opportunity for everybody to kind of weigh in on things. All right, that's Central Middle School. Let's talk a bit about special education, and I know they're trying to stay on top of this with not, you know, the old saying, there's more, you know, when all is said and done, more is said than done, but you want to have more done than said, right?
Well, we did have our study with Public Consulting Group and last year, and we have a lot of recommendations, and, you know, I give credit to Dr. Holly Gonzalez. She just started on, you know, July 1, and, you know, before school started, she was already implementing some of those recommendations, and she has spent the school year really getting to understand where we could enhance, what are some of the programmatic aspects that are really needed within the school district. And as we built this operating budget, when I presented in November, there's actually a slide that talked about some of our programs that we want to have for next year. And she's continued to work on that throughout the year. And the UNIQUE program is going to be based at one of our elementary schools. And it's a program that, you know, it's for a very small number of students that have significant needs, but where they really have an alternate curriculum and they're able to be, you know, in a general education environment, but they're able to get really specialized instruction for what they need. And that's going to be brand new for us next year. And we also have a co-teaching approach that we're very excited about. And I will say when Dr. Holly Gonzalez was presenting at the last board meeting, there was a lot of interest from our board members, which was very exciting, just about this work, because it puts a general education teacher and a special education teacher inside one classroom teaming together. This model is incredibly, you see it a lot in like New York, where they have really developed a very, very strong model. And we're excited about it. And it's for, again, a small number of students that really need that type of instruction so they can access the general education curriculum.
All right, great. You want to up those percentages, right, of the kids that are in, you know, mainstream, if you want to call it that, right?
Well, really for us, too, part of it is you must have, you know, the right type of programming to meet the needs of the children. And for the UNIQUE program, we really have not had a program of that nature in Greenwich. And so some of our families have, you know, gone for an outplacement in the sense to be able to meet the needs of their children. So we're hoping this is also going to allow our children and our families to have an option to stay in the district and really get what they believe is high-quality programming.
All right, we're speaking with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones. This is Focus on Education here in Savino. This is Focus on Education with Greenwich Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones. And Dr. Jones, what would a Focus on Education be these days without a COVID update on the schools? How are things going?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, so far we're doing great. We have all of our cafeterias back open, you know, eating like we did in the beginning of 1920. We also have our gyms, where gyms were being utilized for cafeterias. They're now converted back to being used for, you know, PE and gym space, which has just been terrific. We're having, you know, assemblies at schools, and just we're slowly just getting back, you know, to where what we used to look like. And it just feels great. We know that there may be a small surge coming. You know, there definitely are, the cases are slowly rising, but the good news is, for the most part, the people that are positive are experiencing either very mild symptoms or like a really bad cold type feeling, you know, lots of fatigue and just generally not feeling well, but not, you know, sending people to the hospital.
What's it been like, you know, a little more than a month ago, the mask mandate was lifted? Are most people going around without masks, some still with masks?
You know, it's very mixed, and I think it depends on the building. When individuals see that cases are popping up, you know, in a certain area, then people will put masks back on. And, you know, for instance, just in our central office alone, we have one area where, we had three positives within, you know, just a few days, people who work in close proximity. So generally people that are in that area, you'll see are wearing a mask when they're, you know, out of their office and moving around again.
And generally, you know, we've talked about this with this switch over. Has everybody been respectful of one another's decisions regarding masks?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think people respect that everybody has to do what they feel is right for themselves. And, you know, you still have some students who choose to wear a mask, also some staff who choose to wear a mask. And sometimes it just depends also if you're in a really large environment versus, you know, being where they feel as though there's adequate spacing in a, you know, an environment where people are still really spread out and can be just comfortably so.
Okay. Let's, you know, we get toward the end of the school year and there's always going to be retirements, people switching jobs, things like that. But you've got three principals, I think you mentioned last month, with about 100 or so years of experience. You have to try to replace them, right? How's that going?
It's going great. We actually held input meetings with the staff after school about a week or two ago. We held a parent meeting so the parents could come and give, you know, information, what do you want to see in your next principal for all three of the buildings. And we are starting, the interview process begins actually on Friday. And, you know, these are three amazing principals at ISD. Terry's, you know, she's been here in Greenwich Public Schools for 43 years. That's a long time. Big shoes to fill, and both of the Schmidts, Jean and Angela, have been with us in this district 22 years. So lots of experience. We're excited for those three principals, and we have no doubt they've established such a strong community and school culture that we have a great candidate pool of external and internal individuals who would love to be the next principal.
Okay, that was my next question. So you're getting applications from outside and also from within?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, and does it the general feel that let's continue the work that the Schmidts and the Terry Richos have done? Is that kind of how it works, or what? It's like those are sports analogies. You're bringing in a new manager after a very successful run by a manager who's now retiring. Kind of take us through that thought process there.
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, you always want any building, even if you have the same principal next year or the year after, we always want to continue to grow and get better at what we do and stay current in our practice. So you expect that, whether it's a new principal or the existing principal. But then also there are elements of school culture that are just part of tradition that are really important. And, you know, there are small things that happen at each building that are unique and things that have happened over, you know, years. It may be one event. For instance, at ISD, they have the color run that's getting ready to happen. Well, that's something really important. So as the new principal, you want to come in and you would want to support that as long as your PTA and your teachers and your students are all still really loving that event on an annual basis. So it's a little bit of both, bringing in some new and new thought and new ideas and excitement, and making sure that you support the, you know, established culture, because all three of these buildings are just so wonderful.
Do you have a timeline as to when you want to hire the new principals?
It all depends on the interview process. You know, you go through the committee process, which includes teachers, administrators, parents, and they'll do a round. Usually there's about five or six people that are invited for that big committee interview. And, you know, sometimes it's really easy. They get it down to one or two, to two people generally. They send those then actually to the superintendent's office, and we vet those candidates very carefully, checking all of their references, where they've been, you know, calling references, and make that final selection. Sometimes you can interview six people, and the right person was not in that group. So then you have to start all over again. We are hoping that doesn't happen. We have some great candidates this year, but it has to be the right person. You know, the principal of a building is critically important, and we want to make sure that it's the right person for its great fit. So we're hoping within the next, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks that all three of our buildings will have new principals who are named.
Okay, but you've gotten good response and lots of resumes. People are interested in being principals at these schools. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. We're going to take another break with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones. This is Focus on Education with Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones. And Dr. Jones, we've got, another week or so, two weeks, and then it's spring break, right, for the schools?
It starts on April the 15th, on Friday the 15th, and then we will be out that entire following week.
Okay, great. And then during that week you're out, it's budget decision day. So that was put off by a few weeks.
It was. And we usually watch that day with care and keep our computers on all day just to see what the BET decides on our operating and also on our capital budget. It's an important day for us.
Okay. Are you asked to come in to talk at all or during those meetings, that session, or no?
No, we do that earlier, earlier in the year where we go in front and spend a full day or more with the BET answering questions. We also get written questions and we'll provide the answers in writing to the BET. This is really a day where the BET is discussing, what is going to be approved and moved on to the RTM.
All right. What's been the general feel you've gotten about the education budget?
Well, we're very proud of this budget. We think we've presented an extremely responsible budget. We hope, obviously, that it is passed in full. When we went through the special education study that we mentioned earlier last year, we knew that we were probably going to need around $500,000 to implement the recommendations between $500,000 and $600,000. And the budget that we presented this year, we were able to build that into the budget without going and asking for an additional $500,000. So, again, we're very, very proud of the budget we've presented. We were very thoughtful. We came in, right around guidelines. We're very, very close. And that is with knowing also that we have an overage in special education costs for outplacements, which is higher than anticipated because you're always having to estimate a year in advance, as well as the bus contracts that came in much higher than what BET guidelines were at 2% and much higher than what we even put in our budget at 5%. So knowing that that $1 million was also absorbed within our budget, and again, we're barely above the guidelines, we certainly hope that the budget is passed in full.
All right, let's talk about math. What's happening with the math and math materials?
Well, this has been our first year of implementing Big Ideas Math in K-8, and it's been exciting to watch a real systemic approach to how we are teaching mathematics, but not only just how we're teaching it, but just having the number of resources that come with Big Ideas available for teacher resources, for student resources, and what was presented at the last board meeting was moving that now into high school, and the high school is adopting Big Ideas for several of our classes that are up for adoption, and so that again is just, it's wonderful to see it systemic because the platforms that our students get used to utilizing in middle school, now when they enter high school, they're going to have that also in grades 9 and 10, so it's very exciting to see that.
Got to keep that continuation going, right? Kind of lay the groundwork moving up instead of radical changes, right, from what they'd have to adjust to, right?
It is. It's really helpful because once they learn to use the resources, and especially with Big Ideas Math, for instance, if a student is at home working on math, there are a number of different ways that you can actually get help through Big Ideas. You can go back into even the digital textbook, and there's an area where it will break down the problem so that you can see how it was worked and basically have a kind of online tutorial. But there's also a phone line where you can call and get an actual tutor on the other end who will walk you through it. So if that works best for the student, they can get used to calling that tutor line. There's just so many different options that are available with this resource. And you need to learn that as a student, what is actually available to you. So having something that's systemic just makes such a big difference because our children are going to learn early and that'll be able to carry, with them so that it really becomes a useful tool and we're using every aspect of the program.
And finally, the last day of school, graduation for the high school has been set by the board.
It has. It's June 23rd, which is the Thursday. And so we're later this year than what we'd like to be, that's for sure, with the days that we had. And we also at our high school lost 2 days for COVID right before winter break. But we're excited to have that date set, and everyone can let grandma and aunts and uncles and everybody know when it's going to be. And we're looking forward to that.
All right. And you can also have the committee get that high school graduation speaker, guest speaker for the for commencement, right?
We can. I haven't actually heard what direction they're going in yet, but they always get somebody fantastic. So we'll be looking forward to hearing more.
All right, Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have a good week off. I know you'll probably be working that week, but we'll talk to you in May.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a great rest of the day.
And that is Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Tony Jones, on Focus on Education.